Well, we didn't lose him, but let him do it two or three times, then we'll lose him. Yes, Lord. Oh. Close your eyes. Say, Lord Jesus. Bring a message in tongues. Pat's been given a message in tongues. Now watch it begin to blow in him. See it blowing up in him? Ooh. 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 Let it out. Bring an interpretation. Has been given interpretation. Watch it begin to blow. Ooh. 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 Let it out. Exactly where you're supposed to put him, right in that lake of fire. Oh. 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 Oh, that's it. Let that Holy Ghost move on you.
Grace has been given.
Strange days of old, when I call my trump musicians, their trumpets to blow. I first had them to clean them, then to blow out the dust. So now I'm training you, and blow out my words you must. Washed you with my flesh and blown out the dust with the Holy Ghost. And I made you a trumpet of heavenly power to blow out my words all over the land. Command that spoke on long ago in Zion land. Lift up your voice like a trumpet, and announce the day of God has come at last. Grace, I whisper in ear, but in a day of vengeance, you climb on the housetop and you speak out in power, blow out my voice, what you heard me whisper in your ear. Oh, That's the day the Lord shall roar out of Zion, and his army follow him. Burn up before, chew up a sign, even crawl in the winter, chew everything up. But notice the mystery did not come to an end. After all, chewed by the locust, then the latter rain began, and a new growth came up right behind the former and the latter rain in the same season. Of my judgment is not to destroy, but is to clean the way for my new growth, to bring forth my fullness and bless my people's life. So begin to chew with the words of your mouth. You can see him.
and your feet like fine brass burned in a furnace, a golden girdle around your chest, and your body shining like the noonday sun, body of fire and glory shining before me.
I'm so pretty, but it's a whole lot better if you just, oh, look at Jesus there. Oh, let me do the speaking. You can see him. He's a whole lot prettier than I am. Oh, oh, and it'd be fine if you could look at me and look at Jesus too, but most of us are not in that way yet. So what I do is just look at him and just gradually open my eyes and get to where you can look at me and him too. Then you'll have it made, all right? A mystery of Jesus, spoken in the scriptures. We are now ready by the Spirit to unfold. He shall not strive, nor cry judgment in the streets, till in death and suffering he brings judgment unto victory. A mystery of Jesus, spoken in the scripture. We are now ready by the Spirit to unfold. He shall not strive, nor cry judgment in the street, till in death and suffering he brings judgment unto victory. Oh, the judgments of God revealed in the scriptures, promised to the wicked or something to behold. Judgment of fire, disease and destruction, terror and fear makes your blood run cold. But our love in Jesus, in grace for the obedient, turn all judgments into victories for us. Turn on wrath on earth and in heaven by his suffering and pain into glory for us. All the judgments of God revealed for the wicked, every one of them, Jesus by his suffering on earth, on the cross, out in the desert 40 days and 40 nights, the Garden of Gethsemane, on the cross, in his four sufferings in heaven, turned all the judgments of God into victories for you and I. Everything revealed there is a judgment in the scriptures is turned around and glorified and is used on us as a blessing. The fire of God reserved for the wicked through Jesus Christ is turned into a grace fire in his blood and in his flesh and in his breath, in which every living thing hath died that he saturates our blood, our flesh, and our body with. Oh. He did not rest. Love working in him. Love, grace, moving compassion in his heart. Till for the obedient he changed judgment, judgment into victory for us the obedient. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Not break, smoking flax not quench, till he offers them victory for judgment. He's not willing that any should perish, but turn from their way and turn to his love. Oh, ah, oh, 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 oh. It becomes very plain in God's sight and in yours as you begin to have your eyes open why he must bring judgment and terror upon you first, because you've been raised in a society to where you take advantage of love and you get the idea in your mind, if love is shown you, that leaves you free to go ahead and do what you want to. And that kind of love destroys you. That kind of love will destroy your children. It has destroyed many of your children. Satan whispers in your heart and says, I love them so much, I don't want to punish them, I don't want to whip them, I don't want to discipline them. I just love the little angels too much, so I just won't make them straighten out, won't try to help them. And you turn them into regular demons. They take advantage of love, walk on you, and it destroys them. And then out in the world, either the law has to judge them, or God has to judge them, and they don't know what real love is. Oh. So God has to move on you and change your idea of love by setting his judgment fire before you and saying, now that's where you're going if you don't turn to me. Because he said, I love judgment. The judgment is what perfects my people in my love and keeps them out of that old syrupy voice of Satan, which is fleshly love, and keeps them safe. Ooh, 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 ooh. No temptation that's offered you by Satan and the world in his love suffering made you a way to escape. No disease that strikes you, no oppression in your mind that he has not destroyed in love suffering for you. Joel's army of locusts that destroys the whole earth chews up the wicked on the ground and in the air, crawls in every window, chews them up in their bed, chews up their flesh, chews up their blood. Now that's the judgment reserved for the wicked in the last day, Joel army of locusts. He prophesied it. He said they'll chew up the whole earth. The wicked will not escape. Said they'll chew on every wall and in the air. Said they'll even go through the windows. Chew them up while they're in the bed. Oh, but Jesus has turned that Joel's army of judgment locusts for his obedience into one of the greatest blessings you'll ever receive in your life. You're getting ready to receive it now. Oh, resting here in New Jerusalem before the throne, everyone listen. On a sea of glass, we find Joel's army, in which every living thing hath died. We find it in the form of his blood and his flesh and his breath, chewing up all of our enemies from our feet to our head. Oh. Chewing in our bloodstream, chewing in our flesh, chewing all the way from the bottom of our feet, top of our head, chewing up and destroying diseases, chewing up and destroying weaknesses, chewing up and destroying all forms of sickness, all forms of anything that can bother us. Let me sing it and listen to it, and then we'll start, all right? Resting in your Jerusalem before the throne on the sea of black. We find Joel's army, which every living thing died, in the form of his blood, his body, and his bread, chewing up all our enemies from our feet to our head. So take your mantle, oh, by faith in his blood, oh, and start at your feet, moving slowly to your head, oh, breathe in your confession, every living thing hath died. Oh, start back at your feet now. Move slowly. Every living thing hath died. And feel the fiery blood and the fiery flesh breathe all through you in breaths of love. Oh. Did you, Brother George? You stick around, you'll find out a lot of things you didn't know. Oh, let's start at the bottom of our feet again now, real slowly. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, your fiery blood, your fiery flesh, fiery breath of the Holy Ghost, in which every living thing hath died, hath chewed up all diseases in my blood and flesh. In my leg, oh. Have chewed up every living thing. Oh, in my thigh and hips. Oh, have chewed up all diseases. Oh, in my stomach. Oh, come on now, do it with me in your stomach. Get in your stomach, dollar. Oh, oh, have chewed up every living thing. In my lungs, in my heart. Oh, oh, every living thing. Oh, oh, oh. I chewed up every living thing in my throat. Oh. In my face, in my mouth, in my eyes, in my mind, in my head. Oh, 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 a taste of his love and his grace that turned judgment into victory for you. He makes the yoke easy and the burden so light. If in obedience of faith you carry his life. So take your mantle, my faith in your hand, and start at your feet, moving slowly to your head. Breathing your confession, every living thing at thine. Feel his fiery blood, fiery flesh, breathe all through you, breath of love. It felt so good. clean. So now, in obedience, do it again. Start at your feet, move slowly up your leg, move in your body, on into your head. Oh, 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 the glorified blood and the glorified flesh moves all in your body, and the power of his grace is established in love. Every living thing hath died in my feet. Every living thing hath died in my stomach. Every living thing hath died in my heart. Every living thing hath died in my lung. Every living thing hath died in my throat. My face, my head, every living thing hath died. Oh, ah, oh, 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 judgment on the victory. What had become judgment under the wicked had become victory for you through Jesus Christ, turning everything upon the enemies of your flesh, your mind, your body, and your spirit, Satan and all of his workings, and destroying them. Oh, oh. One of the covenants, one of the agreements that our Lord Jesus had with our Father, they made together, said, we shall spare judgment on the obedient, and we shall make it complete destruction upon the wicked. How shall we do it? Jesus said. He said, one man must be offered as a sacrifice forever. Oh. And that one man must give himself in love, so that that love of his suffering will turn all judgment into glorified love for the obedient. Jesus said, here I am. A body hast thou prepared me, and I offer unto you the most excellent sacrifice of all of your people. I offer unto you my body of your son. Oh. And the father wept. He said, I cannot refuse it. One of my laws is that when you offer in love a sacrifice of your lips, I must accept it. I must let you do what you want to do, because you've given it in love, and I must reward you. Oh, God, I'm a just God that pays his debts, and I must reward you. So I'll let you suffer, and I'll suffer with you. Did you bring forth judgment unto victory? And said, your reward is that you're one with me, and I give unto you the possession of heaven and earth for your kingdom. Oh, 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 oh. Where do you get all these things, Brother Pruitt? They written there, all in the Old Testament, all in the New Testament. All of it there, all those words you never did understand, that you talked through religion and you thought you knew all about them, there they are revealed. Right there, just as plain as day, simplistic. Oh. Since you've learned the secret of his blood, flesh, and breath, you feel them working as you sleep in your bed. As you go about your day in obedience of faith, something attacks you, they'll chew it up quickly. Oh, and you breathe them inside you, and they flutter around and quiver all in you. Then they do it again. Just taking a deep breath while you're smiting your breath with your mouth. Feel them begin to chew all inside you. When he said threads of glory, threads of his love, threads of his spirit, even in my bed, silver threads, even in my head. Body may try to arise, pause for a little while and close your eyes. Whisper, Lord Jesus, this weakness hath thine, and feel the crawling of glory and strength revive. Ooh. Ooh.
join. Pause for a little while. Close your eyes. Whisper, Lord Jesus, this disease hath thine. Feel the locus of glory crawl all inside. Shivering in his heaven to establish your faith and breathe half men heal. Wipe with your mantle from feet to head. Ooh. Oh, do it now. Don't sit there. Start at your feet. Threads of glory running from feet to head. You'll arise in the morning, fulfilled in you will be the word spoken, the prophets of old. It's good to breathe the morning breath in Zion. The health of heaven has visited me in the night. Jiggle with your mantle all over your head.
I know you're a little drunk, but let's finish it. Ooh. Get it on tape to where you can just go over it and over it and over it. Oh, until those threads of glory just move in you. Thoughts in your minds. You don't know whether Satan or God. Pause for a little while and close your eyes. Whisper, Lord Jesus, all false thoughts half thine. Smite gently with a mantle. All evil thoughts are gone. Oh, 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 oh. Now, if you listen to this, it'll establish you and a sure minister of grace to where you never get the wrong voice of the Lord. You actually, by faith in the blood and the body and the breath of Jesus Christ, that finished work, you destroy the thoughts of Satan out of your life and many other things if you'll just do it. Oh, hath been destroyed. Oh. Listen again. Voices in your spirit. You don't know Satan or God. Pause for a little while. Close your eyes. Whisper, Lord Jesus, all false voices at thine. Smite gently with a mantle. All false voices gone. Look at me, smite right down here. Oh. Right down there. Oh. Right down there where that anointing is. That's where he slips in. Right there. Right there where he slips in. And he tells you he's God. Slips right in there and tells you he's God. Oh. That little sly voice of the snake. The one which was developed in you through religion slips in there and says, I'm God. You know you ought not to do this and you ought not to do that. And you ought to tell other folks they ought not to do that. Makes you feel real good. He hath been destroyed. And you don't ever know. You get two voices in there sometime, two or three, and you don't know which is God and which is Satan. Listen, Joel's army's already left him desolate, too. The fiery blood and the fiery flesh and the fiery breath of Jesus Christ hath destroyed him. To establish your life in one voice of his grace, everyone listen now, take your mantle and look on his face. Whisper, Lord Jesus, all false voices at thine. Smite gently with your mantle from spirit to your head. Oh, start right down there to spirit. Go all the way up to your head. All false voices at thine. Oh, the fire of your blood and the fire of your flesh hath destroyed all false voices in my spirit, in my mind. Oh, oh, oh. Now we're fixing to tackle one of the most deceitful things of Satan in your life. Is everyone listening at me now? Unbelief. You know, every one of you know, that every word of God is true. But do you know how he tricks you in not making them work in your life? How many of you know? He gets you to striving with them, Sister Bledsoe. Gets you to quoting them. gets you to trying to make them work, doesn't he? Oh. Oh, and he gets you in such a mess till you say, well, maybe that's not even for me. Are you familiar with, how many of you are familiar with that spirit? All right, now. The way to deal with unbelief, unbelief is a spirit of Satan. It is a blocking spirit. It's called a blinding spirit. He puts a blinding on your mind and your heart to where you try to make the Word of God work, and he throws striving on you to make it of no effect. Listen to it. Get ready. Ooh, I love this one. That stops all of you sitting up there glaring at me. Oh, trying to make what I say work. And you get smited with metal, all unbelief's gone, and you just soak it up like a sponge, and right there in the seed, you get healed, you get delivered. We're free to go on to another teaching. Don't even have to form great big old prayer lines and all of that. Let me tell you something. Did you know that one of the greatest works that Moses did? I know parted the Red Sea. I know he slayed thousands and thousands of Egyptians. I know he done many miracles, mighty wonders. But did you know the thing that he was remembered for in the world? Was the miracle of the sacrifice. He took 3 million Israelites that had been in bondage, slaves there in Egypt, filled with all sorts of disease, leprosy, venereal disease. They had prostituted themselves to the Egyptian, male and female, filled with all sorts of unbelief. And he took them in obedience to God and brought them to that sacrifice there before the holiest of holies. And he turned them in to 3 million healthy people that moved through that desert. Absolutely. And they even got so healthy until they had their children in God's order. They just birth them on a birth stool, get up and wipe them before the sacrifice and move right on. And that was a miracle to the heathens. And they tried their best to repeat it. Of course, they didn't have the holiest of holies before them. But they'd catch them antelopes and everything else and go to slaughtering them and sacrifice them, dancing around them, trying to make it work, and the more they danced, the more it destroyed them, of course. But they knew. The world knew the miracle of Moses. Said, there he has taken 3 million people, and he has turned them into 3 million healthy people. And said, they're babies. They even described, said, they're babies. Their teeth shine with milk, and their flesh shine like the sun. And their mouths drip with honey. You check it out. The miracle of the sacrifice. The greatest miracle that you and I can do. Of course, we'll have to do miracles. We'll have to do healings to help people, won't we? But the greatest thing that we can do in a person's life is to lead them into a personal relationship to where they can live 24 hours a day. Oh! With that heavenly blood and that heavenly body, oh, and that heavenly breath of Joel's army breathing all through them, moving all in their head, moving all in their life. Oh! Let's get ready. Unbelief, like a faith, buffets you, causes unrest. Take your mantle, look on his face, whisper, Lord Jesus, unbelief hath died. Smite gently with your mantle from spirit to head. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
establish your life in living faith of grace. Take your mantle and look on his face. Do it there now, eyes. Smite gently from spirit to your mind. Breathing unbelief has died. Feel his faith come alive. I believe it's gonna fall on some fertile ears. You know how that Bible comes alive to me? You ever understand? Have you ever wondered why I could just flip that Bible open and go, phew.